When did your parents come to the U.S.?
Well, as far as I remember, we came together as a family. I was maybe 2 years old, and then we ran out of money and we had to come back. But the second time that I remember, I stayed with my grandparents and my parents came with my little sister.
So eventually you joined your family. Tell us about that.
Yes. So eventually they paid a coyote for me to come to the U.S. And I was with my grandfather, but it was almost like a stranger because I wasn't really close to him. So I felt completely alone. It was a really traumatic. I feel like I didn't have nobody.
And what was the actual journey like?
My grandma told me that I had to leave, that I was going to go meet with my parents. I didn't understand what that meant. I just, I thought it was just going to be a couple hours. It felt like months, like years. It felt like it took years to get to my parents. The actual crossing was very fast. I remember running. I remember a girl holding my hand. It wasn't my grandfather. And then I remember separating from my grandfather. And I was scared because we were running like as if we were running from something bad. I didn't understand what it was and I didn't understand why I had to run. But she was grabbing me. I was so hungry. I just keep on remembering that. And we went under a bus and stayed there for a couple hours. I was hot and I was sweaty. And finally, we got out and we met with my grandfather again. And I just wanted to be over so bad. I just wanted to go back with my grandmother and just be in her arms. And as a child, to go from one place to another, not knowing why or not knowing why you have to go through that journey, is so hard. Now, I don't know how I could pay my parents back because they did all of that for a better future for me. I don't know how I can ever repay them.
How did you learn that you were undocumented?
In high school, all my friends started to get their license and they started to apply for colleges and talk about all these exciting things that I was also excited about. And they would ask me what college would I go to, and I would tell them I'm going to UGA because it's close to me. I don't have to leave my family. And then I remember I was going home and I asked my mom, can we go get my license? And she stood quiet for a minute and she said, you can't get your license. And I asked why. And she said, you just can't. You're not a citizen. You're not from here. You can't do that. And so then I was like, but what about, like, I had so many questions. I was like, what about college? What about my job? What about, you know, all my dreams? And my mom was like, I'm sorry. Like, I wanted to talk to you about this, but like, I didn't know how. Like, you can't get your license. I don't think you can really go to college. And that's when my American dream changed, because all of a sudden I felt like I had to start all over. You know, when I first heard about the American dream, it was in class. The teacher asked a bunch of students, what is the American dream for you? And most of their answer was get a degree, get a car, get a house, and have this wonderful life.
Right.
And I remember just writing that my American dream was peace and feeling welcomed and feeling like I will always have my family without anybody trying to take it away and being hopeful. My American dream was just to be in peace and not feel fear.